Now we're about to get a peek into a secret society. It's a little bit like Fight Club, but with Jell-O. Sound Effects' Bethany Denton takes us along for the ride.
It's a Saturday night in Seattle. I'm in South Lake Union, walking toward what I'm told is one of the most unique live productions in the city. Along the way, I pass two metal shows and twice as many bars before I reach my destination, a boxing gym. The venue is Evolve Fitness. The show is Jell-O Underground, an all-female Jell-O wrestling production. Part performance, part competition, part declaration of female power and sex positivity.
And of course, guys come and they love it and all that kind of stuff, but this is our thing. We are choosing. No one is forcing us. We are choosing to do this. We are choosing to put on this show. And that's where the power lies.
Normally, Evolve is a kickboxing and wrestling gym, but tonight, Evolve's wrestling ring becomes a stage, covered with plastic tarp. A large inflatable kiddie pool sits in the middle, filled with green Jell-O. Okay, it's not exactly Jell-O. It's more like aloe vera mixed with gelatin and probably some green food dye. It's not nearly as sticky as the real stuff. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Here's the show's producer, Gracie Garnet.
We started out as a burlesque troupe, but we were like, we gotta do something else, but what is that gonna look like?
Gracie tells me that she felt burnt out by all the hustle it takes to choreograph, produce, and run a burlesque show. She and a few other members of her troupe had the idea to try something new instead, something they hadn't seen before in Seattle. One thing led to another, and Jell-O Underground was born.
We had no idea what we were doing in the first show. Oh my gosh, we were at the Jewel Box on their wood stage, put a pool out there, not thinking about, maybe we should have some padding underneath the pool, you know? So there was a couple, like, girls saying ouch and whatnot. No major injuries, thankfully. And then through there, we kind of moved up because our crowds kept expanding.
Gracie and her troupe were on to something. They soon started selling out at their old burlesque venue, the Jewel Box. They tried a few sports bars and eventually connected with Evolve Fitness, a perfect match with their real-life wrestling ring. They've been performing there monthly-ish since 2009. Now, since I'm a lady with the microphone, they let me back into the green room to interview some of the wrestlers.
I mean, most girls are afraid to wrestle me, but I look forward to
backstage, I see all kinds of women. Thin women in lingerie, athletic women in sports bras and biking shorts, big women in cutoffs and tank tops. Some of them have rainbow colors in their hair and big fake eyelashes. Some have tattoos and hairy armpits. They're all applying makeup or sticking pasties onto their nipples or stretching with each other. They take turns deciding how they want their matches to go. Playful or scrappy, sexy or athletic. Jell-O Underground is open to any woman who wants to wrestle on that stage. Honestly, even if it's the night of the performance, they'll make room for you in the bracket. Reigning champion G.I. Jen is one of the more scrappy, competitive wrestlers. She tells me that she always aims to win, but that's not what keeps her coming back.
It's always fun to wrestle, and I never come in nervous because whether I win or lose, like, I'm going to have a good time. So I'm just really happy to be here. I love these girls. I see them once when we do this, and then it's like a family when we come together.
Who are our virgins?
Huh?
1, 2, 3, 4. You guys especially need to listen. So
there aren't a lot of rules to Jell-O wrestling. The main ones have to do with safety. No standing in the pool because it's so slippery. No closed fists. Mind your piercings. No exposed nipples. Although that last one is less to do with safety and more to do with Seattle's municipal code.
1, 2, 3. Jell-O!
But as for the rules of engagement, there's not a lot to it. I watch match after match as the wrestlers roll around in the pool together like slippery otters. There aren't any points to earn or ways to pin an opponent. In fact, the winner is determined by the audience. So it's more about presentation and personality. Sometimes the audience likes a jokester making big expressive faces. Sometimes the audience roots for the shy underdog. And sometimes it's impossible to tell who won without having the audience cheer 2 or 3 times.
2, 1, Jell-O!
Something's been on my mind since I got here. So I take the opportunity to ask the show's MC, Punches.
Why Jell-O?
It's kind of like that whole movement of women taking back the C word. Like, that is used in such a derogatory form. And it's like, no, that's my word. Like, don't take my power away from me. You know, gel wrestling, mud wrestling, it's always been geared toward, like, sleazy guys. So this is our thing. If I want to get in the pool, it's because I want to have fun wrestling that other woman.
What would you say to someone who sees J-Lo wrestling, just period in general, saw this tonight and thought that's misogynistic, that's exploitative? What would you say to that?
I would just tell them to F off. I've done it before. I've had lots of conversations, you know, family members and stuff. Most of my family's really supportive of it. You know, I got some outliers. You know, they look at my mom. How could you let your daughter do that? How could you let your daughter put herself on display? And she's like, because I raised her to be her own woman. I raised her to not let anyone tell her. You know, it's fun to be sexy. And if there's women out there who don't find this fun, more power to them. It doesn't, everyone's version of sexy is different. Like, everyone's version of normal is different. You can't pin it down to one Webster dictionary definition.
For a few of the wrestlers, they don't often get to feel sexy and badass and powerful outside of the ring. Here's one wrestler, Arcanum.
Technically, I'm the first trans girl that got invited to compete here. And the first time I got up there, they got loud the moment they heard my name. And to be honest, the moment they heard that I was trans, they got louder. And it was amazing. The biggest confidence boost I've ever had.
Here's one more wrestler, Stunt Puppy.
I have a lot of trouble kind of like being sure of myself as who I am. So like once I got in the pool, it kind of just like all seemed natural. And it was just like really good fun and like brought me back to wrestling when I was a kid. And I hadn't felt that in a long time.
Tonight there are about 100 people in the audience, a pretty even split of women and men, it seems. Now and then a wrestler will slip through the crowd, easy to spot in her costume and makeup. After all, she has to schmooze if she wants to win over the audience to win a match. I'm the kind of person who's pretty vigilant keeping an eye out for other women when I'm out at bars or shows. I do this because I've seen women being groped, harassed, and followed, and have even intervened at times.
All the girls know, no matter where they roam in here, one of us has an eye on them. They can, I always tell them, if someone gets grabby at you or someone says something negative, come find me. I will take care of them. Because I don't play that game. And I'm 5'3", but I'm not afraid of anyone. And I always tell people I've never cut anyone on accident.
If I had to guess, and if I'm being honest, I'm sure there are still some sleazy guys in the audience tonight. I think that's probably inevitable with this kind of show, which is why you won't find me in that Jell-O wrestling ring. But I do believe Punches and Gracie Garnett and the rest of Jell-O Underground when they say that's not the point. They're not doing it for those guys. I look around and realize how apparent it is that Jell-O Underground is completely female operated. Women are manning the door, taking tickets, bartending, doing coat check, emceeing, refereeing. Even if wrestling around in a kiddie pool of fake Jell-O before a crowd isn't exactly my kind of feminism, I do see why the wrestlers feel so safe and confident. Oh, and in case you were wondering, yes, there are Jell-O shots.